The biggest challenge is that over the next several years alone, we're going to spend over $1 trillion developing AI, you know, around the infrastructure, whether it's the data center infrastructure, whether it's utilities infrastructure, whether it's the applications, $1 trillion. And that is the issue in my mind. What $1 trillion problem is AI going to solve? This is different from every other technology transition that I've been a part of over the last 30 years that I've closely followed the technology industry. Historically, we've always had a very cheap solution replacing a very expensive solution. Here, you have a very expensive solution that's meant to replace low-cost labor. And that doesn't even make any sense from the jump, right? And that's my biggest concern on AI at this point.
But isn't technology always expensive in its nascent stage, and then you improve, you evolve, you iterate, and the cost comes down dramatically?
Yeah, not always. Let's take e-commerce and the internet as the best example of this. From the get-go, right, you had a very cheap technology, e-commerce, replacing a very expensive brick-and-mortar retail solution. Amazon was able to sell books from the first day that I started selling books on the internet because it was cheaper to sell over the internet than it was for Barnes & Noble to have retail stores. That was cheaper from the beginning. Like, so there's a real life example of arguably the most important technology development of our generation, e-commerce. That was cheaper from day one. Fast forward 30 years, right? And it's still cheaper. We still have a cheaper solution replacing a more expensive solution. Take, you know, Uber replacing limousine services, right? So you started cheaper, and 30 years later, the internet is still enabling things to be cheaper than what the incumbent solution is. There's nothing about AI that's cheap today, right? And you're starting from a very high cost base. So that part, I think there's a lot of revisionist history on about how things always start expensive and get cheaper. Nobody started with $1 trillion.